From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Greece offers its latest reform plan ahead of a critical EU summit. Embattled Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, seeking a way out of the country's debt crisis Wednesday, pledged a new concrete proposal that involves tax and pension reforms in exchange for debt relief from its international lenders. He addressed the European Parliament in Strasbourg and received a mixed reaction. Michael Thurer is a European parliamentarian.
Well, I was disappointed by what Alexis Tsipras said, because he was announcing a plan, but he did not present a plan. And we need in Greece now no new words and no new promises, but we need deeds.
With his country's banks near collapse and running out of cash, Mr. Tsipras said he's confident of meeting an end-of-the-week final deadline the European leaders have given him to reach a bailout deal. The EU leaders have called for a summit Sunday, telling Greece there would be a decision then on a new bailout, or Athens would have to exit the euro currency bloc. South Sudan's rebel leader Riek Machar says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir is in power. He spoke in Nairobi Wednesday.
Should President Kiir remain adamant and refuse to hand over power to the people, then the citizens have every right to rise and overthrow his regime. The SPLM would like to appeal to all peace-loving member states of the international community to withdraw their support and recognition from the illegitimate and genocidal government of Salva Kiir and isolate it maximally.
South Sudan's parliament Wednesday formally gave President Kiir a new three-year mandate. The country has endured 18 months of civil war between forces loyal to President Kiir and those allied to Machar, despite recurring talks in Addis Ababa and several ceasefires. This is VOA News. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange was halted Wednesday for nearly 4 hours for what was described as technical reasons. U.S. officials did not immediately see cyber espionage as the cause or a link between the trading halt and the temporary grounding of United Airlines flights or the shutdown of the Wall Street Journal website. Jim Dunnigan, investment director at PNC, says not all U.S. trading was affected.
The New York Stock Exchange is not the hub of activity that it was maybe 10, 12 years ago. Represents less than 0.25% of the daily trading volume. So business is getting done through the other exchanges. There's 11 other exchanges, a number of other private venues. So trading activity is getting done. So little impact on the market as far as an ability to execute trades, and I think market levels reflect that.
U.S. stocks ended Wednesday lower, with investor concerns focused on the Greek crisis and China's economy. The U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, Stephen Rapp, told VOA Wednesday those behind the ongoing violence in Burundi could face prosecution.
We're deeply concerned about what's happening in Burundi right now, and reports are coming out hourly of peaceful demonstrators being shot down in the street. We're concerned about the possibility of violence, particularly committed by the youth militia, the Imbonerakure, and we're sending the strongest message that we can that those that commit them, and particularly those that incite them, and that author them and that arm and deploy the forces that are committing these crimes will be held to account.
The protests in Burundi are sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial decision to run for a third term in elections set to occur July 15th. U.S. and Iranian negotiators met for at least 3 hours Wednesday in Vienna, trying to resolve differences in a comprehensive nuclear agreement. A deadline to reach a deal has been extended twice. Negotiators have now given themselves until Friday to come up with a comprehensive accord allowing Iran's uranium enrichment program to be curtailed to keep it from being able to build a nuclear bomb, and the lifting of global sanctions hurting Tehran's economy. Witnesses say at least 3,000 Ethiopian troops entered Somalia, reportedly for an attack on al-Shabaab militants. Ethiopian troops invaded Somalia in 2006 to oust an Islamic government, and since then has frequently sent troops across the border. The U.S. is reported to be preparing to elevate Malaysia's human rights trafficking status next week when it releases its annual report. Malaysia currently at Tier 3 in human trafficking. That's the lowest category shared by countries such as Iran and North Korea. Pope Francis Wednesday arrived in La Paz, the capital of Bolivia, praising that government's social reforms and warning against the evils of material wealth, which he said only breeds corruption and conflict. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.